This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shita Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Thursday, that is 2nd of July. Well, bulls took control of D Street from the word go to push S&P BSE Sensex above 36,000 in intraday trade, while the Nifty 50 also closed above its crucial resistance level of 10,500. Well, benchmark indices rallied by more than 1% each to close at a fresh four-month high. Now, global markets remain buoyant as encouraging coronavirus vaccine trials lifted sentiment. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose 429 points to close at 35,843, while the Nifty 50 ended 121 points higher at 10,551. Now, global markets are awaiting U.S. employment figures which is due later today to see the progress of the U.S. economy and its resultant impact on the global economic growth. Indian indices traded in sync with global cues and ended day with the gains. And in fact, the gains were supported by IT and auto indices. Global indices were positive following news of encouraging trials of a vaccine being developed for the virus. So what should investors do at this point in time? Well, experts are of the view that the Indian benchmark indices have sustained their momentum while upside seems remain limited. Investors are advised to watch out for any signs of trend reversal and keep booking short-term profits. That's what experts suggest at this point in time. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in IT, consumer durable, consumer discretionary, and capital goods stocks, while profit-taking was visible in the banking space. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was 1.04%, while the small-cap index closed with gains of 0.9%. Top Nifty gainers include names like IOC, Cipla, Titan Company, and Hero Motor Corp, while losers include names like HUL, UPL, Vedanta, and Axis Bank. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the auto index that was up 2.8%. The IT index was up 2.9% and the consumer durable index closed with gains of 2.7%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like SAIL, Tech Mahindra, HCL Technologies, Voltas and Motherson Sumi. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Motherson Sumi, Tata Power and UBL. While short buildup was seen in stocks like Divi's Laboratories as well as Lupin. Now, more than 100 stocks hit a fresh 52-week high on the BSE. That includes names like Bayer Crop Sciences, Navin Fluorine, Jubilant Life, IOL Chemicals, and Everready Industries. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on some sort of news flow. The first stock that we have on the list is railways. In fact, the railway stocks, in fact, the whole sector remain in focus. Most of the railway stocks rallied 4 to 11% after the Ministry of Railways invited proposal from the private entities to run passenger trains. Mahindra & Mahindra, which is also the top Nifty gainers, jumped around about 6% after the company came out with its sales figure for the month of June that showed an uptick in tractor demand. Delhi Buildcon stock gained over 5% after the company emerged as L1 bidder through JV for EPC project. Axis Bank stock was down by 2% after the bank said that it is planning to raise up to 15,000 crores through the issuance of various instruments. ONGC share price gained over 2% after a media report said that the India's latest oil and gas block bid round attracted only 12 bids for the 11 areas on offer, with 10 of them getting single bids from state-owned ONGC and Oil India, upstream regulator DGH said. Now, Tata Power, in fact, it rose around about 7% after the board approved issuance of equity shares of face value 1 to Tata Sons Private Limited, the promoter of the company, on a preferential basis at a price of 53 per equity share. IDBI stock jumped around about 5% of the bank's market capitalization crossed the 50,000 crore mark. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. While Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts, the index failed to close above the swing high of 10,553, which is a slightly worrying sign for the bulls. That's what most technical experts suggest at this point in time. Now, what they say is that unless a strong close is witnessed in the next session, this rally may not sustain, and weakness in this regard will be confirmed on a close below 10,485. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of Chartview India said. Now, a close above 10,600 levels in the next session could take the Nifty towards 10,670. And beyond that, it will test the 200 days moving average. For the time being, traders who are long are advised to hold a stop loss at 10,485 on closing basis and look for an initial target of 10,669. That's what Mazhar Mohammed said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.